This is the evening update on 88.5 KCSN. I'm Julia Popova with complete coverage of the day's events in the San Fernando Valley and Los Angeles County. In our report tonight, President Obama says reforms are needed to address the increase in interest rates on new student loans. A lawsuit has been filed to block the expansion of the North Airfield at Los Angeles International Airport. Bus riders on one of the busiest corridors in Los Angeles County will enjoy faster commutes when peak hour lanes open on Wilshire Boulevard. There's an improved financial outlook for Medicare, with funding expected to last until 2026. Researchers find a link between girls who are married before the age of 18 and higher rates of infant mortality. In Southern California weather, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Low clouds and fog tomorrow morning, then sunny in the afternoon. Highs in the 80s to lower 90s. President Obama has pressured Congress to prevent student loans from doubling from 3.4% to 6.8% starting July 1st. Both sides of Congress are still relatively far apart from a solution, yet both agree that some sort of change must be done. The loans have been frozen at 3.4% since 2007, but attempts at raising it have begun since last year. President Obama believes it is not smart to raise the loan percentage for students because it will leave them in too much debt after college.
We cannot price the middle class or folks who are willing to work hard to get into the middle class out of a college education. We can't keep saddling young people with more and more and more debt just as they're starting out in life.
A bill was passed last week by the House Republicans proposing that interest rates be determined by adding 2.5 percentage points to the market rates. The proposal is intended to raise deficit reduction by $3.7 billion. Obama pledged to veto the bill if it came to his desk. A recent national survey of employers has found they plan to hire only 2% more college graduates this year than in 2012. That's down from a predicted 13% increase at the beginning of the school year. Prospects are brightest for business majors. Salaries in those fields will be up more than 7%. In the humanities and social sciences, the pay rose only 1.9%. The economic recovery is happening slowly. This means fewer seniors than expected are graduating with their dream jobs. Mayor Villaraigosa and MTA transit officials opened a new bus lane in downtown LA. KCSN's Paige McIntyre reports on how the new lane will function.
Buses roar down Wilshire Boulevard every day on one of the busiest corridors in Los Angeles. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has joined Metro and the Federal Transit Administration to cut down the delays during peak hours. During the hours of 7 to 9 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m., only Metro buses will be allowed in the newly constructed bus lanes. Mayor Villaraigosa says with the designated police-enforced bus lanes, commuting time for riders will drop.
These small changes can make a big difference. We're investing in diverse modes of transportation, increasing mobility, improving air quality, and building a more livable LA.
Every day, more than 50,000 commuters board the Wilshire line, with more than 40% of that occurring during peak hours. MTA officials say individuals who travel down this corridor will see their quality of life improve significantly. Commuters will now be able to travel across Los Angeles from downtown to Santa Monica in a bus-only lane. Citizen Commissioner Richard Katz says the rapid transit is a great opportunity and great improvement that will make life better for everybody.
People are going to look back on these 8 years when Antonio was mayor as when Los Angeles changed from the car capital of the world to a multimodal transportation system that has pedestrianways, bikeways, busways, more subway, more rail, more transportation, more mobility, and we'll be doing more of it with zero polluting vehicles than anyone else in the world.
Mayor Villaraigosa has less than a month left in office and plans to make sure the system is educated to the people of LA before he heads out. A 2-mile section is ready for the rapid transit buses. Another 12.5 miles will be ready by late 2014. Paige McIntyre, KCSN News, downtown Los Angeles.
Airport workers, unions, and community groups have filed lawsuits against Los Angeles International Airport, hoping to discontinue an expansion project. The lawsuit claims the city has failed to follow state environmental laws in studying the air pollution, noise, and traffic impacts near Westchester and Playa del Rey. The expansion, which plans to shift the northernmost runway 260 feet closer to residents, will cost the city $4.8 billion. SEIU, United Service Workers West spokesman Jacob Hay, says if the city had listened to local residents, the lawsuit could have been prevented.
You know, we're definitely open to having a dialogue. And in fact, an open dialogue with airport communities and LX workers could have avoided this lawsuit in the first place. One of our complaints, besides just the runway expansion, which was pushed through without enough community involvement, was that there's a pattern of LAX authorities failing to listen to the people who are most impacted by the airport.
Workers represented by union officials say they are affected due to the proximity of their jobs to the airfield. Airport officials say the changes are essential to accommodate larger aircrafts to land and take off safely. Due to court action demands, new environmental studies are to be conducted. The cruise industry will be adopting a bill of rights, which will be posted on their websites for passengers to look over. The 10-item list will specifically address issues about emergency and mechanical failure. Public Affairs Director David Pykin says he agrees with Senator Schumer that a passenger's bill of rights is a good way to communicate the industry's high standards. The list includes right to a full refund if a trip is canceled because of a mechanical problem, having professional medical attention available on board, and emergency power if a generator fails. All 26 North American cruise lines have adopted the bill already, and companies outside of North America will follow suit. The LA Unified School District has revealed 11 cases of alleged serious misconduct over the last 3 years related to the annual state standardized tests. At least 4 instructors have resigned, 4 others were fired. The district moved to dismiss a teacher after extraordinarily high scores posted by his fifth grade students at Hart Street Elementary in Canoga Park raised suspicions. Several students said they first marked answers on notebook paper, then transferred them to the official sheet only after their teacher checked for mistakes. Teachers are not allowed to give students any help during the standardized tests. Such action could render the results to be invalid and lead to severe sanctions against schools. The Los Angeles Unified School District has reversed a decision that cost the top-performing campus about $300,000 in anti-poverty funding. Parents uncovered evidence that a bureaucratic error led to the loss of funds. Superintendent John Daisy acknowledged the internal confusion resulted in several campuses failing to qualify for federal Title I money. Parents of students at the Los Angeles Center for Enriched Studies lobbied for restoration of the funding. The campus is a popular magnet school with high test scores. It serves grades 6 through 12. A school's eligibility for the anti-poverty money is based on the percentage of students who qualify for a free or reduced-price lunch. The federal goal is to concentrate spending on schools with a poverty rate of at least 75%. Government officials say Medicare's Hospital Trust Fund has now been extended till 2026. The date for the fund is now 2 years later than was projected a year ago. The improved financial outlook was due to the overall slowdown in healthcare spending, as well as lower projected costs for popular insurance programs. Senior Vice President of Kaiser Family Foundation, Tricia Newman, sees the news about the financing of Medicare as a positive outlook for the country.
It shows that Medicare is growing relatively slowly on a per capita basis, and it shows how the Affordable Care Act has done a great deal to contribute to the slower growth rate, which strengthens the financial status of Medicare for the foreseeable future.
Despite the small improvements, funding challenges are facing the baby boom generation in both Medicare and Social Security as retirement rises. With almost 10,000 baby boomers, Washington has been unable to reach an agreement on how to strengthen the finances of the government's largest benefit programs. The exhaustion of the giant trust fund would not end the programs, but would trigger sharp reductions in benefits. Nearly half of new veterans are seeking disability. KCSN's Amber Canyon reports the rise may be due to more surviving than in the past, and the growing awareness of post-traumatic stress disorder.
A staggering 45% of the 1.6 million veterans from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are now seeking compensation for injuries they say are service-related. That is more than double the estimate of 21% who filed such claims after the Gulf War in the early 1990s. Top government officials say these new veterans are claiming 8 or 9 ailments on average. That's much higher than for Vietnam or World War II veterans. Veterans advocates say many factors are driving the dramatic increase in claims. Those who may have been able to work with certain disabilities may be more inclined to seek benefits now because they lost jobs or can't find any. Payments range from $127 a month for a 10% disability to more than $2,700 for a full one. More than 177,000 veterans have hearing loss, and more than 350,000 report noise or ringing in the ears. 1,600 have lost a limb, and at least 156 are blind. Thousands are disfigured, with 1/4 of battlefield injuries requiring evacuation, including wounds to the face or jaw. Other veterans have more invisible wounds, with an estimated 400,000 being treated for mental health issues. Tens of thousands of veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan suffered traumatic brain injury or concussions from bomb blasts, and doctors don't know what's in store for them long term. Almost 1/3 of post-9/11 veterans have been granted disability so far. Amber Canyon, KCSN News.
Living near the coastal regions of the United States carries financial risk of property damage. 4 million homes are susceptible to hurricane storm surge. That carries a potential cost approaching $1 trillion. CoreLogic has released a breakdown on residential properties along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. The 2013 findings reflect a significant increase in the number of total properties at risk. Senior hazard scientist Tom Jeffrey says weather-related incidents happen everywhere, regardless of geography.
There really isn't any location along the coast where you don't have at least some degree of risk. All states have at least some. And so it's important for people to realize that if you're living along the coast, you're either living in surge risk area or near surge risk area.
Awareness has never been higher coming on the heels of Hurricane Sandy last year that hit the East Coast. The storm was a harsh reminder of the potential destruction associated with storm surge flooding. In terms of risk to most homes, Florida tops the list, followed by Louisiana. Countries in which girls are commonly married at a young age have significantly higher rates of maternal and infant mortality. A study demonstrates that a 10% reduction in girl-child marriage could be associated with 70% reduction in a country's mortality rate. Professor of the Department of Medicine Anita Raj says the provided nutritional resources are supposed to benefit the mother and the child.
As you're managing a pregnancy, you've got a situation where nutritional resources that are being provided are supposed to benefit both the mother and the child. And if those nutritional resources are limited, obviously both mother and child health are compromised. When you add to that that the adolescent mother is actually herself growing and developing and therefore requiring more nutritional resources, you have additional burden placed on the support for the pregnancy and for the fetal growth.
Roz also says 70% of females in different countries are married minors. A professor from the Boston University of Public Health has agreed with Raj, saying certain social contexts increase the likelihood of child marriage. In Southern California weather, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Low clouds and fog tomorrow morning, then sunny in the afternoon. Highs in the 80s to the lower 90s. I'm Julia Popova, KCSN News. Listen each weeknight at 5 p.m. for the KCSN Evening Update from the award-winning Cal State Northridge Journalism Department.